Happy holidays, everybody. This is Kennedy Hawk for day two of our Decked Halls event from the Marvel Champions Monthly fan podcast team. Last year, again, we gave every hero a holiday gift and decked the halls, providing a new deck list with one of those heroes. This year, we're going to repeat that again, but with all 13 heroes. So if you didn't tune in yesterday, we talked about Captain Marvel aggression. What I'm doing is I'm going through each hero in my logbook and seeing which aspect I played the least and building a new deck and challenging myself to try to play with that hero over this holiday season. So today's topic is Black Panther, and I was shocked when I saw what aspect I played him the least with. No, it's not leadership. That's what you might think if I say shocked, but it's justice. And I feel like Black Panther T'Challa really, 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 really synergizes with justice really well. So I was honestly shocked that this happened. I didn't want to build just like the typical deck thinning Black Panther justice deck or deck thinning Black Panther deck that you guys have probably seen me play or talk about before. So I actually ended up including a lot of events in this deck, but I think it's a pretty fun deck to play. So the overall objective for this deck and for this little short audio episode is for me to highlight what I think is probably the most undervalued signature ally. Signature allies are usually really strong. Like look at Black Cat, look at Winter Soldier. Those allies are top notch. Like top value for the dollar is already what an ally is, and then the signature allies just go a level above that. There's a couple stinkers, right? There's War Machine and things like that. You'd rather have basic War Machine and Iron Man. But Shuri is one that not a lot of people talk about, and she is an amazing card. So Shuri's text, in case you guys haven't played Black Panther recently, is a response. After Shuri enters play, search your deck for an upgrade and add it to your hand. Shuffle your deck. This is amazing. So you can go through your entire deck and pick whatever upgrade you want. If you get this on Mulligan, you basically have like a setup ability that says, take whatever upgrade you need and put it in your hand. What's better is you can do this time and time again. So obviously in Black Panther's kit, that's meant to be for Black Panther's upgrades. You get those four upgrades out, you start spamming Wakanda forever, you win the game. But there's a lot of powerful upgrades out there. This is one of the reasons Black Panther aggression is so good, is you don't have to count on that one per Yarnbjorn showing up. You just play Shuri and she grabs an axe out for you, or she grabs whatever you need, and all of a sudden it exists. So I think what I tried to do here is highlight Shuri's ability to fish the exact tool you need from your toolbox at any point in time. So we're going to talk about those tools first, because Shuri fishes up upgrades. So there are 11 upgrades in this deck, and they are all one-ofs. There's the four Black Panther upgrades. There's a copy of Downtime and Endurance. So if you need some extra healing but can't go to Alter Ego form, you grab Endurance. If you need some extra healing and you're in Alter Ego form and you're about to recover, you grab Downtime and play it. Seems perfect. There's a couple Justice upgrades. So I have a copy of Counterintelligence in case you really need that safety net against the villain. Likewise, I have one copy of Under Surveillance for the same reason, right? If you're about to threat out and you know you need to flip to Alter Ego, maybe you bump that threat threshold up by four, and Shuri can do that for you and build your board state at the same time. I've got a copy of Skilled Investigator and Followed, because I think those are really good comboed together, right? You can search for a Skilled Investigator and put it into play right before you defeat a scheme. Maybe the second time through your deck, you searched for a Followed and attach it to that side scheme right before you defeat it. So she can really pull out those tools that are kind of situational in normal games. But now she can pull them out at the right time, like when you know you need them. I also included one copy of Heroic Intuition. So if you have a turn where you're about to need to do some extra thwarting with your basic ability, you can pull that out of your deck and have it available to you. So yeah, 11 upgrades, which is kind of crazy. I've got two supports. It's just Helicarrier and Golden City. This is one area where you might want to do some swapping. We'll talk about that in the swap section. Six resources. So I have all three Vibraniums and Energy Genius and Strength. And that's mainly because the cost curve in this deck is a little bit higher than that Captain Marvel cost curve. I've got four allies only. I've got Quake, Shuri, Spider-Man, and War Machine. And I'm going to be honest, when I was building this deck, I envisioned having three copies of Earth's Mightiest Heroes in here so that I could ready Black Panther multiple times. He's got that 2-2-2 stat line. It's so attractive to put readying cards in his deck. And then I ended up not putting them in. So there's definitely some potential for swapping of allies if you want to get some cheaper things or if you want to get some more tools in your toolbox for this deck. But your main ally that you're going to want to focus on is playing Shuri. You play Shuri, you thwart or damage with her, and you chump block with her and get her right back in your discard, because you always want her to be in your discard when you reshuffle. You never want to have her like still be in your hand or in play. All right, So that leaves us the last category, events. So I'm always big on deck thinning. I try to have as few events of Black Panther as possible so that I can thin my deck really, really thin. And I went the opposite way on this one. I have 17 events in my deck, which probably tells you that I'm outside my wheelhouse. I've got the 5 Wakanda Forevers and Ancestral Knowledge. You can't get lower than that. What I did is I included 3 copies of Great Responsibility. I really wanted to include some of the new events like Lay Down the Law and Clear the Area, but those cost 1. And I've already got 6 1-cost events in my deck just from Black Panther's kit. And 3 Vibraniums. So having these extra resources makes me want to include events that cost 2 at least. So I put 3 copies of 4 Justice in there because Vibranium is always going to trigger that and make it 4 threat removal. And this deck is really meant to be a like multiplayer Justice deck where I'm going to handle all the schemes. You guys deal with the rest. So I'm not even going to focus on my Black Panther upgrades until I really need to. I've also got 2 copies of Concussive Blow. So one of the weaknesses of Black Panther is he doesn't have any access to stun or confuse in his hero kit. So adding these concussive blows to his kit allows him to confuse the enemy, flip down, use his Golden City to get more cards, which is really important. I put in 3 copies of Great Responsibility. It's a card I don't use a ton outside of She-Hulk and a couple other heroes. But I think the more I think about it, I think it works really well with Black Panther. Because one of your Black Panther upgrades, the Vibranium Suit, has a special that lets you move a damage from yourself to an enemy. So if you use Great Responsibility to absorb 4 threat into damage, if you play 2 Wakanda Forevers the next turn, you can heal back to full. So that like resource cost, or that cost, like life cost as a resource, isn't realized as much. The last card I put in is probably really situational, and it's called Assess the Situation. It's a new card from Ant-Man. You get +1 hand size until the end of the phase. I think this is really important in decks that want to wombo combo. And with this deck, you need to like, you're kind of controlling the threat, but eventually, once you have your upgrades out, you're going to want a Wakanda Forever wombo combo. But that's going to be really hard to do with 17 events in your deck. So what you got to do is get a bigger hand size. How do you do that? You use Assess the Situation. So you can imagine a situation where maybe you play 1 copy of Wakanda Forever, you play Shuri and fish up a 0 cost upgrade, and then you have an Assess the Situation or 2 left in your hand. So you play those, and you flip down to Alter Ego form. Or maybe you flip to Alter Ego form and use Golden City after your hand is depleted. Well, if you draw and Assess the Situation, it's no longer a dead card, right? You can play it and push that card to your next turn. So when I was practicing this deck, I had multiple turns where I would flip down to Alter Ego, use Golden City, draw 1 copy of Assess the Situation, and maybe a non-Wakanda Forever. So I'll play Assess the Situation, I'll discard the other card. At the end of that turn, I now get to drop to 7 because I'm an Alter Ego. At the start of the next turn, I immediately use Golden City. I draw up to 9. So that's pretty good when you're getting 9 cards in your hand. You're getting into the 2 to 3 Wakanda Forevers in that turn range. So I think Assess the Situation can be really good with these heroes that want to have the right cards at the right time and want to have all those cards in the same turn so they can make sure guard minions and whatnot aren't getting in the way. So let's look at costs really quick. That was a really long talk about the deck. I've got 6 of those null resource cards, 7 0 cost cards, and 9 1 cost cards. So that means I'm up to 16 plus 6, about 22 again, cards that cost 1 or less, 13 cards that cost 2. So that's a ton of cards that cost 2. And again, I'm down there in the real low range for cards that cost 3, 4, and 5. So I've got, you know, 2 Concussive Blows and Helicarrier at 3, 1 War Machine, and 1 Spider-Man at 4 and 5. So even with this deck, like I was mentioning earlier with some of the swap outs, you might consider taking out that Energy Genius and Strength. You don't need that to be super effective, and you could replace that with Earth's Mightiest Heroes and use those allies as a readying resource, especially once you get Heroic Intuition down. At the same time, you know you're going to want Shuri to die, so might not be the best move, but it could still work out really well for Black Panther. So this was my take on a non-deck thinned version of Black Panther Justice, really trying to focus on Justice cards and cards that work well with Vibranium, and really trying to highlight Shuri as this awesome, amazing toolbox signature ally. Hope you guys enjoyed this video. Tomorrow's video, we're going to go over a new deck with Spider-Man.